Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit.
The infinite soul. destroy. Infinite soul, you cannot destroy. Infinite soul is forever. Infinite soul is forever. Infinite soul is forever.
I think we're brutally optimistic here.
the experiences of archetypes, of mythological sequences, of discarnate entities, of spirit guides. This is where phenomena like channeling can come from. Experiences of cosmic consciousness, identification with the universal mind, experience of the void. So this is, in a nutshell, the cartography that I believe you have to use when you start working with people in non-ordinary state of consciousness. None of these experiences necessarily are indicative of mental disease. They can actually be very healing, very transformative, if they happen with proper support under the right circumstances. Let me just very briefly run through the remaining four categories of insights. I mentioned that the second one was the geometry of psychopathology. In the traditional conceptual framework of academic psychiatry, where everything is either organic, or if it is psychogenic, is postnatal biographical. In this kind of conceptual framework, if you have emotional psychosomatic problems that are not organic, they should be understandable from your postnatal history. In other words, all the clues should be in your childhood. Obviously, those things are forgotten, repressed, and so on. But if you could somehow lift the veil of repression, you should be able to understand everything that's wrong with you if it does not have an organic basis. And what is even worse or better, as a result of it, you should be able to fix it just by using biographical manipulation. You should, just working with biographical material, you should be able to treat everything that is not organic. That is psychogenic because it's postnatal biographical. As you probably know, it's better said than done. Now, if you work with non-ordinary states of consciousness, you'll find something very different. That is, that there are significant roots for the usual emotional psychosomatic problems on the biographical level, but that there are also additional very significant roots on the perinatal and, very typically, also the transpersonal level. So you get a kind of multi-level dynamic structure underlying emotional and psychosomatic symptoms. And to really reach effective change, healing, transformation, you have to have a system that allows the client or the person you're working with to have experiences on all those levels. If you limit your work to biography, you'll simply be missing very significant roots of the problems that you're working with. Now, the next category of insights has to do with strategy of psychotherapy. And I mentioned already before that we have an enormous number of schools. Each school tells you something different. And I'm not just comparing, let's say, behaviorism and Freudian analysis. Obviously, the approaches are coming from totally different assumptions, from totally different philosophy. But even, let's say, within the world of the so-called schools of depth psychology, there are very, very fundamental differences, let's say, between Jungian and Adlerian and Freudian and Reichian and so on. So what can we learn about the strategy of psychotherapy from non-ordinary states of consciousness? If you work with non-ordinary states of consciousness, you'll find that a person who is in a non-ordinary state of consciousness will be in a situation where suddenly spontaneous healing activity of the psyche and the body becomes available. So what you see in a person who is in a non-ordinary state of consciousness is healing, is an effort of the organism to throw up something, to simplify itself, to get rid of some kind of traumatic impact. It can get wild. A person can show murderous aggression or a tremendous fear of death and so on when they are dealing with something like the trauma of birth, where they almost lost their life, or when it's a situation of near drowning on the biographic level, or where they are dealing with something like a situation of being murdered in a sort of past incarnation context. But if you can stay with the process, if you can support it, if you can encourage the person to go fully into the process, you'll find out that there is a way through it. And then, retrospectively, you recognize that that whole process that appeared to be blatantly pathological actually was a process that had tremendous therapeutic potential. It's not necessarily true about every non-ordinary state of consciousness. For example, there are trivial deliriums. you could hallucinate when you have typhoid fever, or you can hallucinate when you have uremia, or when you are poisoned, and so on. So these kinds of trivial deliria are different from the more subtle states that are induced by psychedelic substances, by breathing, by hypnosis, and so on. So there's a certain form of a non-ordinary state of consciousness that I call holotropic. Again, if you want to read about it, it's all in the book. I don't have time to go into it. But there is a certain distinction between these non-ordinary states of consciousness that are, by definition, healing, and others that can be seen as being more on the pathological side of the spectrum. Now, the last thing I'd like to mention, again, only in very, very sort of brief form, is the challenges to Newtonian Cartesian thinking, the observations that represent some kind of fundamental challenge to the current philosophy of Western science. And again, instead of going through all the examples of the transpersonal experiences where you can get access to new information that you shouldn't have and so on, I'll just bring back again that situation of a person who is lying on the operation table with the eyes closed, in the state of clinical death, being resuscitated, and is seeing the whole scene, watching the whole scene from the ceiling. There are now several instances where people who were medically blind at this point could actually see the scene in colors from the ceiling. So I think that you accept the fact that this is somewhat of a challenge to the Western scientific worldview. So no matter what you do, these observations are simply incompatible with the entire way we are used to think about the universe as being basically a system where only matter is something that exists, life, consciousness, intelligence are derivatives, are epiphenomena, something that happened after billions of years of this sort of blind development of matter. It happened more or less by accident. What is important here is that there have been developments now in a variety of disciplines, scientific disciplines. And I again don't have time to go into this, but I'm sure you're familiar with it. And the developments that have been referred to globally as the new paradigm thinking, certain philosophical implications from modern physics, from systems theory, information theory, biology, the way Rupert Sheldrake, for example, is talking about it, Lovelock and his Gaia hypothesis, the kinds of criticisms of mechanistic thinking in science that come from Ilya Prigozhin, the theory of dissipative structures, or even the evidence that comes these days from astrophysics. The astrophysicists have something called the anthropic principle, and they're trying to reconstruct the origin of the universe, going to the fragments of the first, second, and so on. They're finding out there have been too many accidents, and what they are finding requires somehow the assumption that there was creative intelligence that was guiding the processes to create the kind of universe that would support intelligent life, including human life, as if somehow the universe itself was created with the intention to support life. And those are, these days, speculations, serious speculations coming from the development of various scientific disciplines. Thank you very much for your patience.
the same dream. We had the same dream.